This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Now, Paula McIntyre is coming live from the Cumber Earlies Festival this morning, making poutine. And as she said to us at the top of the programme, she is quite simply in her happy place. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Not as well as you, surrounded by spuds and cheese and chicken gravy.
And the smell here is fantastic, it really is.
So what can you smell?
I can smell that. I'm just down beside Jack here. He's one of the students at South Eastern Regional College, so he's got a make-your-own bubble and squeak section. And then we've got up the stage, there's up the row, but there's you can make your own boxes, so it's great. It's just but the smell. And those wee Cumber early potatoes are fantastic, John, aren't they? They're just, and they're of a time and a place, you know, you can only get them for a couple of months, and it's great they're having this festival sort of to celebrate the whole thing. So,
and what I mean, they're small, and are they better done just like boiled in their jackets? They're not the kind of spuds you're going to start peeling and
they're not a peeling
mashing
spud because they're early. You've got a very thin skin on them, so that you want to eat the skin. And to me, just boil them or steam them and toss them in butter. That's one of the best ways of doing it. You know. Actually, there's somebody over there that's doing that, so that's quite a popular area. I'll be going over there afterwards, Sean.
So somebody's doing bubble and squeak, somebody's doing boxy, and you're doing poutine.
I'm doing poutine, yeah. So really, I just cut the they're quite small potatoes, so you just cut them in half and then cut them into quarters, and boil them until they're just done. And it's that thing, you have to keep a wee eye on them. Sorry, that's a banner making a noise here, John. Sorry, it's not like a. It sounds like an alien invasion, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
Just a wee bit, yeah, sorry for that. And then just boil them and then drain them and pat them dry on kitchen paper. Get a nice bit of oil in the pan and just fry them until they're really, really, really hot. You know, until they're hot and crispy. The whole thing about poutine is it's either chips or, in this case, like really crispy spuds. So you need to have hot, crispy spuds. So when they're frying, make your gravy. So this is a really good gravy. So you're just making a roux with some butter and flour, and then chicken stock. You can use a stock cube, but you can buy a quite good quality, you know, sort of ready-made
pre-made chicken stock.
Now, that's pretty good. It's really good. And then just put that into your mix it all together, a nice smooth paste. I put a wee dash of Worcester sauce and a bit of Dijon mustard. I'm sure whatever, if you want to do a wee chili gravy, sure, that's fine. But I just like a plain gravy chip now, John. So that's that's it. And then when you've got your gravy ready, now the other thing, and for a proper poutine, you're using curds. So you know, like maybe ricotta cheese or something like that.
Oh, but right.
So that's what it was. Apparently, it was somebody in 1957 that went into a diner, and usually he had a gravy chip in this diner in Quebec, but he decided this day to have some curds on top, and I think the chef went a wee bit mad, but anyway, he made it for him anyway.
Not two things you'd instantly put together, like curds and chips.
It's like a cheesy curry chip. You know, we wave a cheesy chip.
Even Miss Muffet, she went for the curds and whey. You know,
she did. Life,
nursery rhymes would have been so different if little Miss Muffet decided to have curds and chips.
Exactly.
Big gravy chip.
Yeah. So what I've done is just mixed up about a nice mature grated cheddar with some sour cream, some crispy bacon, and some scallions. And you just fry your bacon off until it's nice and crisp, and then pat that dry, chop it up, mix all that together. So then now you've got your nice hot chips, your hot Cumber Early chips. Put them onto your plate. Just drizzle some gravy over that, nice chicken gravy, and then crumble on that cheese and your
cheese mixture,
and then drizzle a wee bit of gravy on top of that, John. You know,
that's what I was going to say. Do you put the cheese on and then the gravy on top, or do you do the gravy first and then the cheese on top of that?
Gravy first, then the cheese, then the gravy as well, and that's it.
And that's a Canadian staple called
Canadian
poutine.
Staple. I know, we should be eating it more here. We eat gravy chip and curry chip, so there. That's just, it's a posh version.
If anybody wants to do the last 20 minutes of the program,
yeah,
I have
exactly.
The car in the backyard. I could be down with you in about 25 minutes, maybe half an hour to Cumber.
Down here now, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Keep me a pot.
Right, 20 minutes.
That's fantastic. Poutine. So you've got your Cumber Early spuds. And your bacon and cheese and scallions and sour cream mixture, and then the chicken gravy as well, all over the Cumber Earlys. I wonder, do they know about Cumber Earlys in Canada? Does anybody?
I'm sure they do, yeah. Well, maybe not. Who knows? But they should do. They're an institution here. They're unique to the area, and they're worth celebrating, John, aren't they?
It's just.
Oh, as I said, they're of a time, of a place, and they're here for just until July. So eat as many as you can.
Well, listen, you enjoy your happy day
I
out
will.
In your happy place.
My happy potato place, yeah.
And will you get a chance to mooch around as well, or are you actually working?
Oh, no, I'm working. Uh-huh. I'm working, John, yeah. Well, I'm cooking spuds, so yeah. Cooking some spud dishes, that's it. So... Yeah.
Well, listen, enjoy your day at the Cumber Earlys Festival.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Keep me a poutine, and I'll see you later. Thanks a million.
Right,
Paula
care.
McIntyre.
Thanks,
joining
Bye.
Us live on BBC Radio Ulster. If you want a recipe sheet, they're up already as we speak on the website. Just go to the John Toole Show page and you'll find the recipe there.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toole Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.